Rageborn, Book 2 of the Battleborn Trilogy, a Battleborn series story, written by Paul Sadin, narrated by Paul Sadin. Chapter 1, Garen. Garen slashed as he rolled underneath the giant scorpion. It reared, screeching. Somehow its rider remained saddled, keeping control of the beast that thrust its 30-foot-long tail at Garen. The ground shook each time the thick appendage pierced it. Importantly, the beast missed, leaving Garen alive to shout at his friend, "Stab the damn thing!" Behind the tail, Drolf Baral stabbed and slashed. His sword deflected off the beast's tough carapace, as if the paladin was using a training stick. Chali Danos, the most powerful chaos bender in Almaka, had little to work with. Her magic depended on the environment. She could only draw on nearby elements. Being west of the Sweetwaters River, she could only pull from the endless sand. With Garen and Drolf near the beast, she couldn't devour the scorpion in a sandstorm or even a vortex, which forced her to target in her spells more accurately. So far, they were useless, and Garen doubted they could count on her, unless he and Drolf could make a coordinated dash away from the scorpion, leaving enough space for her to attack. The way the fight was going, that wasn't likely. If they made it back to Almaka, he promised himself to get her on the training fields with a staff in her hand, at least a bow. Though, he wasn't sure she could use arrows, since benders had a strange affliction to edged weapons. Magic. Too often useless. The massive tail, broader than any boar back in Almaka, thrust and he rolled. The attack was the closest yet. The scorpion rider was a ranger. Whenever the scorpion allowed him the stability to load and fire his bow, he did, targeting Drolf more often than the chaos bender. The big buck toe, the Almerian term for the pale people of walled cities, was the most immediate threat in the rider's eyes, which was fine with Garen. They needed Chali to attack, and soon. As long as she wasn't the one being attacked, she could concoct something to bring a victory. They harassed the beast so constantly and chaotically that it thrashed and spun, denying the rider more than a couple of shots, none of them clear. "If you run, I have a spell that will end this," Chali shouted over the screeching. "I don't run," Garen barked. "Then you keep fighting," Chali said. Garen growled. Not that long ago, he'd fought another scorpion rider. A large squad of riders had attacked an Almerian squad, twice her size, but exhausted from a long and treacherous journey from the city of Hestel across the desert. Half the Almerians died that day. No one came out unscathed, but Garen's brother, Nevelin. While the few survivors came away with injuries, in body and mind, he came out with his second mark, the Almerian symbol of freedom and status. The Paramount had carved it into his forehead the night of their return. Nevelin celebrated as if the journey had been the greatest success in Almerian history, even while the village mourned their dead. Garen didn't plan for any of them to suffer at the hands of this rider, though. This journey was supposed to be a simple mission into the Dark Sands, meant to get him away from his older brother, at least until the leader of Almaka could figure out what to do with the pair. Maybe it was naive of them, but they hadn't planned on sneak attacks from scorpion riders. Garen shouted to draw the rider's attention, lunging toward the scorpion. His sword shuddered against the beast, skipping off as if he'd struck rock. His hands tingled with vibrations. "You tough bastard," he said, shaking off the sensation. "Move now," the chaos bender shouted. Both men complied. Drolf dove over a small mound of sand, shearing off the top. Garen swung his blade, connecting with the outside of the scorpion's pincer and spinning it in the opposite direction before joining his friend. Chali held a large ball of rotating sand above her, twice the size of the scorpion's head. The ball dwarfed the bender. As soon as Garen and Drolf were clear, she blasted it at the creature and rider. The scorpion screeched. The rider yelled in a foreign tongue, the chains of gold weaving in.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?